episode
18?
19.
Is it? I thought it was 18.
It's kind of like 18.5 because episode 18 is still currently only 20 minutes long.
Oh, yeah.
Because we never fixed it.
Quite.
By the way, Michael messaged me today and he was like, why is episode 18 only 20 minutes?
Two people have questioned it. Oh, I gotta fix this chair. This chair is so loud.
Yeah, no, you can hear it in every episode. So how loud's mine? Hold on.
It's not nearly as bad. Well, it doesn't even squeak.
No, mine doesn't squeak at all.
Yeah, mine is like...
Yours is like... Like, feed me oil. Hello, this is People Say Words.
The best podcast in Vancouver, the probably. The best
podcast hosted by us.
Lane and Andrew.
Lane
Happy
and Andrew.
International Women's Day.
All you women out there, this one's for you.
Technically. Every other episode has been solely for men.
Hey, we're gonna execute. We're gonna lose a few listeners here. What did you think about the concept that on international? This is kind of a touchy subject, but on International Women's Day,
we're gonna be talking about gender.
We are your favorite subject on International Women's Day. It was said that all women should strike from their jobs.
Okay, so what happens if my mom goes on strike and a baby dies?
I'm not the one with the answers.
That's my like. There are people like, yeah, great idea, great concept. But there's people who like, if there are people, I guess that's the point. That's the whole point.
That is the point. I think the point they're trying to prove is.
But
that
you can't just do that.
It's like, what if Mexicans went on strike? Oh wait, it's already starting to happen.
No, well, there was like, it, you know, don't go to work if you're an immigrant day. That was a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah, someone was talking about it on the Facebook.
I'm just curious what your like opinion was, because it was like
great concept, like, but you're never going to be able to pull it off.
It was just interesting because we had like a meeting. I had a bunch of meetings today, and there's a bunch of women at those meetings. And at one of the meetings, one of the women was like, "I'm not even supposed to be here because it's International Women's Day," and I was like,
"Does that get that's my trump card?"
And then she goes, "I didn't want to have to reschedule all of you though around my one decision," and I was just like,
Glass ceiling, bro. Gotta smash that glass ceiling.
I just didn't say anything. I was like, this is awkward. I'm not gonna talk.
International Women's Day is a thing, and I acknowledge it.
I acknowledge women. I love my wife. I love women.
Human males and human females are both integral parts of society. And their meat will be used to feed the great race.
Juicy, juicy...
meats.
Brain meat.
Yeah, man.
Brains.
That's all I have to say about it. No gender topics. No gender, no religion.
No topics.
No politics. Except for making fun of Justin Trudeau
or Donald Trump.
Hillary Clinton. That's not really politics. That's just satire.
It's satirical.
Yeah. No talking about actual politics.
Yeah, no real politics.
How was your day, Andrew?
Very long, exhausting, tiring.
Andrew is tired because he had to work.
A lot. Today.
And apparently having a job is lame.
How was your day?
I was doing pretty good, and then I smashed the fuck out of my knee on the pavement and then bled all over our bathroom.
Lane came home with blood on all over his leg.
Only a little bit. Like, not until I started putting water and I scrubbed
it. And then I was like,
all.
Lane, go clean your leg off in the bathtub. Here's the first aid kit. Clean your leg out. Clean out the wound.
That was the shittiest first aid kit ever.
And then Lane went into the bathroom, and I was cooking dinner. And for a solid 10 minutes, probably, all I heard was, ah! Fuck!
Ah! Well, it was like,
ah! Stupid bitch!
No, I was saying piss. I wasn't saying stupid bitch. I was saying piss.
And every minute or two, I would pause what I was listening to and be like, are you okay?
Well, because it was the water. It was the water on the wound, and then it was me rubbing the dirt out of the wound.
Yeah.
And then it was the isopropyl ethanol on the wound.
I just wasn't sure if you were talking to me or you were just yelling.
Why would I be talking to you in the bathroom?
Well, there was a couple times you were actually like, hey, where's the first aid kit? Or hey, where's hey, you know.
So, I need equipment. I'm out of equipment for my leg wound.
I need more bottle caps. Yeah, so I just like, I wasn't sure if you were actually
I wasn't calling you a piss.
I paused it whenever it got a little bit louder. And I was like, you okay?
It was painful. The hot water and the isopropyl ethanol was the worst.
I know.
There was a lot of blood.
I'm going to say I've hurt myself a lot.
Yeah, you're good at that.
I know how it feels.
It's fun times.
Very hands-on. I've seen my own bones.
Yeah, gross. I've never seen my own bones.
I've seen my entire...
I've seen other people's bones.
I've lost all the skin from here. I saw my entire
elbow
joint.
Jesus Christ. This is why I don't go outside. It's safe. In my room.
Safe in the computer lab.
Yeah.
The pooter tutor lab.
All right, should we start?
We shall do questions.
All right.
For those of you who don't know how the podcast works.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We have 6 questions generated mostly by me tonight.
What? You didn't, use our Facebook? We have so many Facebook messages.
We only have one left.
What?
We've already used all of them.
Oh, seriously? Left. I thought we had, a million.
No, we've used them all up.
Okay, everyone's fired. All of you, you're all fired.
We never put up, to be fair, we never put a post out this week asking for questions.
People should be constantly asking questions.
Also, we still don't have a question to our email address yet, besides the one that CBS sent months ago.
Yeah, what the fuck? Send us an email. The email's too hard. People have to sign into their email and write an email.
Yeah, but my email's open 24/7.
But not everyone has that lifestyle.
Yeah, that's true. Meh. First question, he throws it on the floor.
Shit. I thought I had several dice.
I'm worried about touching these cables because I'm worried the computer's just going to turn off again.
Nah, it's fine. It's fine.
All right, here we go.
Oh, it's a fucking one every time.
Hey, the visitor's question.
Also, the computer box froze. Instead of wearing hats, what if people wore microwaves on their heads? From Dan. This is one. I feel like this is a Rick and Morty style question where it's like
Morty, this is a dimension where people wear microwaves on their heads instead of hats.
Isn't it crazy, Morty? You gotta put a microwave on your head, Morty.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Well, that's all I've got to say about it.
Is this
a question? It just says
it's a statement.
Oh.
What if?
Oh, then it's an episode of Rick and Morty. Or it's like a short part.
It's a parallel dimension.
Yeah, it's a different dimension.
Everyone wears microwaves on their heads. What do they do with their hats?
Hats don't exist.
Do they cook their food in their hats?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So they heat up their food, they put it in the hat.
Yeah, exactly.
And then
they
take it out.
Yes.
Now, does anyone ever die from accidental radiation from the microwave?
No, because they're not that type. It looks like a microwave, but it functions like a hat. In the same way, the hat looks like a hat, but it functions like a microwave.
So do you have, little tiny microwaves and really big microwaves?
Depending on what your style is.
Like a sombrero microwave?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Super wide.
Yeah.
And
a nice big door on it?
Yeah.
Would you wear the door on the back?
Or door on the front.
Door on the
door
front.
Door and buttons on the front.
Door and buttons.
But some people would wear it sideways.
Because they're cool.
Yeah. What's the fucking deal with people
leaving... Would they
leaving...
leave their stickers?
Hold on. That's what I was going to fucking ask. Why do people leave fucking stickers on their hats?
You asked me this before, because I have
Can
a sticker on my
Can you explain it
hat.
To me?
Yeah, I don't know. Where's my hat?
If I ripped that sticker off, would that make the hat any worse?
I don't know.
Can I rip your sticker off?
Maybe you should look it up. Not right now.
But, I don't know. To
you
me,
keep asking me, but I don't have the answer.
But you're the cool guy. You're the cool one. I'm the dork.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean I have the answer.
It means you're
just because I do things that are cool doesn't mean I know why they're cool.
That makes it sound even stupider. It's like
I never said it was smarter.
Well, I know, but it's like I do this because it's like that thing where it's like I do this because society deems it's okay. And
precisely.
When I see that, I'm like, no,
I am one with society.
Take the fucking sticker off. Be your own.
Wake up, sheep.
Wake up, sheeple. The sticker is a mind control sticker. You idiots.
You dildos.
So hats. If I had a hat that was a microwave, that's it.
What color would your microwave be?
Silver. Chrome. It would be chrome.
Isn't that gold plated?
No, it would be chrome. Everything's chrome nowadays.
Would you have a microwave, a popcorn button and a pizza button? Or would you just have just the numbers? Or would you
I don't know.
Or would you have the stupid thing with our microwave where you press the button one when you close it, it just goes to 1 minute right away instead of having to hit time?
Or when you turn it on and all the other power in the room shuts off?
It's because the kettle and the microwave are on the same circuit.
Fucking great.
You're like, I think I'll boil some tea or some water for
tea. You can't make popcorn
and I'll heat up this thing.
Nope. You can't do it.
And then the best part is, you trip the... I don't know if you've ever done this before.
I have.
You trip the breaker, and then the kettle automatically turns back on. But then you turn the microwave back on, and then you trip it a second time. I've done that.
No, I haven't done that.
I've done that. And then I'm like, fuck,
that's
right?
That's a double kill. You get a double kill.
You're like, no! Damn, it's warm in here.
Yeah, it is. Should I crack a window?
Yeah, please.
I go through, cycles of crack.
It smells like things in here as
well. It does not.
It does.
Does it? It
smells like lanol.
Okay, that's... Don't say that.
It's that little bendy part of your blinds, where you always reach to open it.
Ow, the tape! The skin tape is on my skin!
You probably should have, shaved your legs a little bit.
Oh, fuck! Ow! Ow! Oh, fuck, the tape! The tape's falling off.
You need to get more tape. Do we need to pause for a medical emergency?
We're fine. Oh, it's fine. Oh, my hairs. My leg hairs. It's fine.
All of them? I've got a lot of them.
Dude, I'm actually pretty hairy in the leg department.
Man, Genevieve said your legs were very nice.
Yeah, exactly. Nice legs.
Nice legs, bro. First, dude.
No, just nice. And it was all caps. It was a shout. I was like,
she was like, nice legs!
Yeah, exactly. I was excited.
And you were like, oh, she likes my legs.
Yeah.
When you guys get intimate, do you wear like a leotard?
I don't own any leotards.
She's like, damn, son.
That's not appropriate podcast information. When you and Megan get intimate, I don't know, do you do something equally stupid?
Probably.
Well, there you go, folks. Checkmate, atheists. Fuck.
Checkmate,
this is going to be bugging me.
Maybe you should go fix it.
Nah, man, that ain't me.
We're going to pause for a medical emergency. We'll be right back. We did not fix it.
It's fine.
It is still broken.
It's fine. Should you go?
I should go. Where's the
What
device?
Color would your microwave be, Andrew?
Black.
Oh, wait, no one cares.
Ouch, I listened to you.
Does anyone care
I'm
about...
sensitive.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hey, don't... So you hit me?
One!
This is the single worst dice in the history of ever.
Six. Oh, yeah, this is a good one. What world record would you like to have, knowing it will never be broken? Like, what world record would you like to have? Or accomplish, or...
there's... Do you want to... What?
No, go.
So, first one. Like, the initial one was, like, most money.
What world record did you break, sir? I am the richest man.
No, but what I really want is most successful paid assassinations.
Not just most assassinations.
Most successful paid got away scot-free assassinations.
How would you measure that? That's not a real world record, though, is it?
It would be.
You would make it one.
I would.
You would kill all these people, yeah. And then you would go Guinness World Records.
Assassinate.
You would assassinate all these people, yeah. Paid.
Yep.
And then after you were like, okay, I'm definitely the most, you would go to Guinness World Records and be like, hey,
yeah.
I'm responsible for these last 300.
It would be one of those. It would be like Al Capone, where they know that I'm an assassin, but they don't have the proper evidence.
Right, or they can't prove it.
Exactly.
And then when you die, you have like this box in your house that proves that you did it all, and they're like, shit. He's the somebody called Guinness World Records. This guy killed everybody.
Yep.
Literally everybody. You just killed everybody on Earth.
Yep. That's how I would know. And then I would own Guinness Book of World Records and I could just make it about me.
And then somebody else would be like, well, I can beat that. And then just like go put a bunch of bombs in a bunch of buildings as a paid assassin and kill
players. No, but that's different. That's not assassination.
That's true. Well, is dying by a bomb different than dying by a bullet? Are those two different
things? No, but it's the... Because assassination is single target. You can't assassinate a group of people.
What do you call it then? A flock of...
It would be...
What do you call a group of assassinations?
There's no such thing.
A murder?
It's like a mass... It becomes a mass murder. You can't...
Wait, but what if you're paid to kill six people, and you can kill all six of them at once?
Well, then that's great. But part of the...
But it's not called an assassination anymore?
Well, that would be, but...
That was my question.
You can't just put a bomb in a building, blow up the building, and be like, I assassinated those people.
Right. But if you, like, let's say, in a hypothetical, theoretical world,
you're
paid to kill 100 people, specific people, and those 100 people are in a building. And you blow up the building and kill all 100 of them.
But that would be the only way that that would be a valid assassination of multiple people.
Got it.
So unless this supposed person... is being paid to assassinate hundreds of people in different buildings, it's irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
Unless you go and, like, pay some guy...
we gotta beat Lane's world record.
But also, you said part of the question is that...
You can never be beaten.
It can never be beaten.
Knowing it will never be beaten.
So, like, they would do that, and then...
So you wanna go down... You wanna go down in history, in 1,000 years, people are gonna look back and go... Oh, yeah, that guy. He killed the most humans.
No, he assassinated the most
you
humans.
They're both politically correct terms. Killed and assassinated are the same thing.
But assassinated is a little bit more classy.
I'm not going to give you that.
Like, it's not like...
You still
it's not like,
killed them.
It's not like... Well, yeah, but it's not like murdered. It's not like a murder.
Right, there is no emotion involved.
Yeah, it's just business. I have no moral code. I will kill anyone. Women, children, old people. I just love killing.
I just love killing.
That's a Crombopulous Michael quote from Rick and Morty. That's not me. Just in case you do not
just
watch Rick
Just in case
Rick
you
and Morty.
Think Lane's funny, it's not Lane. It's Rick
it's
and
Rick
Morty.
It's Rick and Morty. I was more worried about people thinking I'm a sociopath. That's what I was concerned about.
He says if he wants to accomplish the most assassinations.
Yeah, man, that'd be cool.
You'd have
what
to
would
be,
you want
to
do?
You'd have to be pretty messed up in the head to do that.
But it's like assassinations. It's not just like...
I can't agree with you.
Because you could also pick who you kill. So it could be bad
yeah,
people.
Yeah, but if you were tried in court, you'd be tried for murder.
Successful, meaning I can't be tried.
This bullshit again.
Yeah.
No, but your quote was... I want to be known for the most successful amount of murders. Yeah. Or assassinations.
Successful, got away scot-free assassinations.
Yes, but that doesn't mean you never did get caught. That just means you have the most.
But part of it is I got away scot-free.
With those ones. The most of them.
No, with all of them. Like the,
okay, you didn't say all.
No, because it's the person who has the most. Oh, I guess... Okay, no, that's fair. Technically, does imply that, in theory, I could get... Yeah, all right, fair.
At some point, in another universe, you must look over there.
Yeah, that's true. But, at the same time, I probably have a lot of money to, like, bribe people and shit. And true. Maybe I'm working overseas. James Bond is an assassin.
Overseas!
Like, you're looking at assassination work with such a negative light. You're like, I don't want to kill people.
It's been a long day.
And you're saying that you would kill people for fun.
Did I? I probably did on this podcast at some point.
We said we were going to kill Trump and Hillary.
Right.
In a time travel
Let's
thing.
Not bring that up again
That's
in case,
not a,
you know.
In case a real assassin comes after us.
Yeah. What would I want to accomplish?
Best ball golf.
No, actually, I nothing to do with sports or anything like that. I would want to be known for Guinness World Record, most like this kind of like I never would have never done this in my entire life, but most times circumnavigated the globe. So I'm gonna set the Guinness World Record for the most times been around the world, and no one's ever gonna break it. No matter how long they try and travel around the world.
Now, here's the fun thing. Let's both figure out, like, a monkey's paw scenario for our respective things. I feel like mine is a lot easier to monkey's paw.
Like, what do you mean? Like, wait.
Like
oh, like...
You get your record, but something terrible.
But
happened.
Something awful, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think the something awful for yours would be, like, you're paid to assassinate your wife.
Ooh.
And it's, like, your last murder.
Oh, it's like the last
one. It's the last one to break the world record. And it's like you have to murder her to get that world record. But
nice.
If you don't...
Nice monkey's paw.
Yeah.
That's a pretty solid monkey's paw.
You'll have as much money and you'll have the Guinness World Record, but you will be forever lame.
You get quantum imprisoned on one of the satellites that orbits the planet.
Oh.
So you're like trapped.
So I wish for it, but then what happens is I'm actually just stuck on a satellite that orbits Earth
exactly.
Over and over again. Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, see, I thought...
Not as bad as yours. I could not... I'd rather be stuck on a satellite forever than...
But that's just a guess. See,
fun fact, that actually leads into another one of our questions.
Which, the quantum or the assassination?
Quantum thing.
Oh, more quantum stuff. More theoretical physicists.
Theoretical.
We're cool.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Who was the name of the person who invented electricity?
Who invented electricity?
Who took the claim to fame for electricity?
Thomas Edison?
Yes.
He didn't I don't think he invented it, though.
He invented the light bulb. Well, he patented
it. He patented it. He didn't even invent it.
He patented it.
Thomas Edison was a piece of shit.
Yeah, apparently. If you met Thomas Edison nowadays, you'd be like, wow.
I'd assassinate him.
I'd fucking assassinate him. I'd put him on a goddamn satellite and send him around the Earth.
That's how I assassinate people.
I imprison them on the satellites to try and beat Andrew's world record.
Checkmate. Yeah, Thomas Edison's an asshole.
Yeah. Oh, it was just funny, because I was listening to another podcast today. There's these two guys, and they were talking about... Thomas Edison.
Right.
And they're talking about, like, the father of electricity, light bulbs, blah, blah, blah. They're talking about for, like, a solid couple minutes. And then they go, hey, who? What's his name again? And they went on a 10-minute rant trying to remember Thomas Edison's name.
Did they say Thomas Edison?
At the end of it, they finally did.
But they didn't before they were talking.
No. They were just talking about electricity. And
like, oh, stuff. Okay. And then
all of a sudden they were like, Thomas Jefferson?
Thomas Jefferson.
Einstein?
Wow. No. Why wouldn't they just look it up?
No, because that was the thing. They refused to use the internet.
Oh, okay.
It was really funny, though. It was good.
Do you want to do another question?
Yeah, I guess.
Wait, it's my turn. See if I can roll not a one. Oh, baby, it's a three.
Oh, I think I know this is. Yeah.
If you could... Oh, movie title story, The Gigantic Daffodil. Well, I definitely can't make something terrible out of this.
Oh, I know what I already know this.
The Gigantic Daffodil. Stop kicking my computer. It's highly volatile. do you want to go first?
I'll go first.
All right,
go ahead. It's about... the story starts out with, like, a little boy... who's, like, obsessed with flowers and, like, loves flowers
right.
and loves planting. And, like, not just flowers, but, like, all kinds of plants. Like, a botanist, right? Loves research. And he grows up. He becomes a botanist. He lives out in the middle of nowhere sort of thing and has, like, a whole ranch of different kind of species. And
a
like,
ranch of plants?
Well, you know, greenhouses.
Okay.
He's got a bunch of greenhouses.
A garden.
And he's, like, splicing together different genes of plants.
Right.
And so he takes all the different, like, species. I don't know if there are different species. Different genetics of
all two types of daffodil,
all the different kinds of daffodils, and splices them together with like a growth serum,
right?
With like, I don't know, elephantitis or something,
okay?
And like grows a giant
daffodil. Oh, fuck.
But then the daffodil ends up eating him,
right?
And ends up eating everything, and then it learns and starts splicing other genetics into itself.
Of other plants. Oh, fuck.
And then, and animals. Like a little bit of lion, a little bit of, like...
Tigers and
Cronenberg, and a little bit of, you
Cronenberg
know.
Morty.
So, then the daffodil goes on a rampage, and it's Earth versus the giant daffodil. And the daffodil, like... Yeah, there's a whole second
part.
Like this is the first 45 minutes
this
of the
movie. This is like 60s B movie, then.
Yeah, like 60s B movie.
Mm.
Straight up.
Mm.
I don't know how it would end.
There probably with some, kind probably of like, with some sort of laser.
I think it would have to, like, die, and as it died, it fell down, and it, like, collapsed on the ground, but as it collapsed, like, when it hit the ground, all of the spores, like, the movie,
made
like...
made a bunch of little daffodils.
The spores just shoot out as it dies.
And then all the...
And then all the humans are like, hey, we killed it! They forgot about the spores.
And then
the movie ends with, like, one little spore floating down to the
onto
ground,
a daffodil. Landing. And then it wakes.
It's like, yeah. It just like has like a big trogdor arm comes out of the side of the daffodil. It's like, daffodil!
And then it cuts to black. And then it's like, dun dun.
And it's like 10 years later and then everyone's dead. Because like...
Really? Would you do it 10 years later?
No, it would end with the little...
Jesus.
The little daffodil sperm
I'm
landing.
Trying to think of something that's not a porn parody. I'm gonna be honest.
You got a porn parody out of that?
No, I couldn't even write one. I don't know. Giant daffodil? The giant daffodil. Fuck, I don't know. It would be like a fucking...
Good job, Lee.
I can't fucking think of anything that's not terrible. That's not, like, just garbage.
It doesn't have to be good.
I guess that's true. You went for literal, and that's already... Like, that's easy mode. I want to try and be a little bit creative with it.
Hey, I'm a creative.
Let me just think. Giant. Three hours later.
Giant. Daffodil.
Is there a... Can I call a friend? Can I phone a friend? Can you use it in a sentence?
The daffodil... is giant.
Oh, shit. The Giant Daffodil, the movie. Brought to you in part by...
Warner Brothers
Entertainment. I don't know, Giant Daffodil? It would be some bullshit, like, troll movie where they live under a giant... Like, it would be some small, generic, very sellable creature that's very cute and has... Like, you could make it into a toy really easily. And they live in a giant daffodil and it would be a kid's movie. That's all I got.
How would it end?
It would be one of those terrible kids movies where there's like some generic bad dude
who's like cutting down the forest.
Yeah.
The forest of
and
daffodils.
Then he finds the giant daffodil and he's like, I'm gonna make this into a sweater.
This is gonna be
and then it's like, no, you can't, because this is our home. And then he learns the meaning of not being a dick to people.
He learns the meaning of Christmas.
No, the meaning of not being a dick to people. It's different. Christmas comes in, you know, the giant daffodil to Electric Boogaloo.
Snowpocalypse.
And then that's it. And then they kill him. And it turns out that the real secret to not being a dick was being a dick before someone be a dick to you.
So be a dick first.
Yeah, exactly. Be preemptive a dick.
Hipster dicks. Hipster dicks.
Yes.
Be a dick before
someone else is.
Yeah. The best way to be a dick. By the way, all those people living in Vancouver, how is Snowpocalypse going for you?
It's not Snowpocalypse.
It never seems to end. It's just like, well, okay, I was talking to a buddy who has been living in Vancouver his entire life. Yeah. I was talking to him about snow. And I was like, you've lived here your entire life. I live in Vancouver Island, but most of my life. But you've lived in Vancouver your entire life, and you're a lot older than me. Is this like, have you ever seen this before? He's like, never. Not even close.
Global warming is real. Wake up, sheeple.
Wake up, sheeple.
Stop being such sheeple.
Alright, we're
taking a break now?
Freaky poo.
Oh my gosh, this episode's gonna be so short.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll
be right back. With a message from our Tobies.
From our Tobies. Has Toby gotten a thing for us yet? Okay. Unpause. Today's episode is brought to you by the local Toby.
The local Toby store.
Where you can get all your Toby needs to accessorize your Tobies. And don't forget to thank
your Tobies!
Do we have a real fake sponsor or a fake real sponsor?
I wasn't thinking of one.
Today's other sponsor is isopropyl ethanol. Cleaning out your bloody stump of a leg after you smash it onto the pavement and making you scream in the bathroom.
Makes you feel great.
It makes you feel painful.
Okay, really painful.
Where's the do the dice? Do D3. You're on D3.
I'm on D3, bro.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. All right. Here's a good way. Oh yeah, here's a space one.
Space.
If you were an astronaut on the first expedition to Mars,
and
your stasis pod broke after 1 month, what would you do with your remaining 5 months? Until you got to Mars.
Doesn't it take 4 years to get to Mars?
I did some Googling and it said 6 months.
6 months? Only 6 months?
I don't know. That's what I did. I Googled and it said 6 months.
Well, first of all, I sabotaged one of my crewmates' stasis pods.
So they wake up with you?
So they wake up so I don't go fucking crazy.
But would you tell them that you sabotaged her?
No. Isn't that the plot of...
I think it's a plot of a movie.
Of that movie with...
I haven't seen that movie.
Who the fuck is it? It's that movie where they...
Keanu Reeves.
No. He played Star-Lord.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
It was him and generic female protagonist. And I'm
Happy International Women's Day! good job, Lane.
Oops.
You ass.
Well, like, what...
Carry on. Generic protagonist woman.
Sorry, it's Star...
And the guy from...
It's not like those two things are very detailed at all, so... Yeah, don't they, like, wake up on a spaceship and then shit goes down and then... Oh, no, it's not Megan Fox. Megan...
Oh, God, I hope not.
It's the person from... from Easy A and...
I don't know.
She's got that, like, really raspy, deep voice.
Hey, boys!
Not that bad.
Oh.
She's, like, the cool version of Megan Fox.
Hey, boys!
Or the cool version of, fuck, what's her fucking name? I thought it was Megan something.
Don't matter. What would you do?
Yeah, I would do Space Warhammer.
You'd wake up one of your other...
And do Space Warhammer.
And use, like, the dried packets of food.
Well, no, if it's me going to Mars, guess what? I'm bringing my Warhammer. Just in case this happens.
Just in case.
So, yeah, I spend 6 months just, like, Warhammering and reading.
Now, here's a question for you.
Nah.
Your 6 month travel home, one of the stasis pods is broken. Who has to stay awake for 6 months? by themselves.
I'll do it. I got my Warhammer, I'm good.
But you're by yourself.
Yeah, fine, whatever. 6 months?
Seriously?
That's whatever.
You wouldn't go a little crazy?
Maybe a little bit. As long as there was, like, things to do. Like, woohoo! As long as there's things to do, who cares? 6 months? There's probably, like, good Wi-Fi, right?
Hopefully.
Hopefully. If there's bad Wi-Fi, it might be a little bit touch and go.
I don't think there is Wi-Fi.
Well, no, if it's like, space. If it's, like, if we're traveling to Mars on a fucking rover, there's got to be some sort of communications grid or some shit.
My guess, from my understanding of sci-fi movies, is that your messages aren't instant messages. Like, if you want to, like, send a message to somebody, it's going to take, like, a week or a couple days.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
But you're not going to have, like, streaming Wi-Fi of updated YouTube videos.
Oh, huge meme. I'll just make sure I download all of the memes that I need before I go.
Five terabytes of memes.
That's a lot of memes.
Just like, especially when they're just JPEGs. Just
scrolling through just...
People wake up after 6 months and like, Lane, how was it? And you're like, you can only speak in memes. And you're like, nah, man, that's not me.
Oh, God. Oh, my God, he's been infected with memes. What'd you do?
For 5 months?
5 months.
I'd probably spend 1 month, like, exercising and reading and making vlogs.
Yeah, but you're in space, so any exercise you do is going to be like...
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, if they have stasis chambers, I think they have the ability to put gravity chambers.
If they've got stasis, they must have anti-grav. All right, that's fair. Yeah. That's reasonable.
So, exercise and read and make a lot of vlogs that would not get posted until I got back to Earth. So make a shit ton of
people
vlogs.
Say words.
In space! I would just record, like, half a conversation in space, and then I would send it to Lane, and then 3 days later, he would record the filling, and then he would send it back, and then he'd be like, hey, upload this, and it wouldn't get to me, like, for another 4 days, and then I would try and upload it, and then it wouldn't, yeah. Anyway, for about a month, I'd probably do that, and then I'd probably resort to opening another stasis pod.
It would be me. Lane, we're playing fucking Warhammer.
Guess what? I only brought Space Marines.
Oh, gross.
Here's a pack of orcs for you.
Wait, you think Dark Eldar is easier to fight than Space Marines? Space Marines is way worse. Or Space Marines would be way worse.
Yeah, I'm playing Space Marines. You're playing orcs.
I could probably make it work.
I only brought boys. Guess what? I'm fielding Land Raiders. None of your models have power claws on.
Oh, that's rude.
They only have big choppers. We're playing by the rulebook.
Have you seen what I can make into things? I would be fine.
Yeah. Week would go by and you just have like 3 Gorkonauts and a Luda.
And then another 3 weeks would go by and there would be like red alert into like core components missing. Core components missing.
You just taken apart part of the spaceship to build your war.
And you'll be like, Lane, what did you, how did you get those parts for those miniatures? And I'd be like, I don't know, I opened up some walls and like, I went into the like the weird core of the ship and took a bunch of parts.
There's this really hot thing, I took it out.
Yeah, I needed to use it to cast my minis.
All of a sudden we just start floating, we're like, fuck!
All the minis, no!
My minis!
So we would crash the International Space Station, collectively, destroying who knows how much money.
Yeah.
Good times.
Oh fuck, that'd be funny. Yeah, so, a lot of loneliness, though. Lane was just showing how he would jack it.
I would jack it. Are you telling me you wouldn't jack it?
It'd be like, it'd be like,
oh, in space, jacking it. Are you telling me that you would?
Like, where's my sock? And you grab your sock and be like,
Andrew, are you telling me you wouldn't jack it in space?
Oh, I would probably jack it.
You would jack it in fucking space. Don't act like.
Just so you could say, I jacked
hello,
it in space.
Zero G jacking. That's like bucket list right there. Zoop. Bloop. Be on the space station. Jack it on the space station.
Tell everyone I jacked it on the space station.
Like, you'd be like doing like flips and like trying to like target practice.
Put put jacking sock in container, put on display at local museum.
That's a little bit much.
Checking it in space. All right,
we're going to do highs, lows.
Highs, lows.
Highs.
Hi.
I get to ask the cool question.
That one.
If you could separate from your band of heroes in a D&D campaign and become an evil overlord, would you, and what would you do? Oh, man, no, I gotta stick with my hero buddies.
Really?
Stabs Andrew in the chest. Oh, shit, yeah. Fuck yeah, evil overlord for the win. Except yeah. I'm not in a band of heroes, so...
Well, it's just theoretical.
What yeah, totally. Mean? I would totally do that.
What would you do?
Well, it depends on who I was playing. If I was playing... Like, give me a class. You gotta give me a class.
You're a sorcerer. You're an elf sorcerer.
Elf sorcerer? Okay, I'm probably gonna become sort of some sort of, like... The word is terrorist, but I don't want to say terrorist.
You can't, but that's essentially what it is.
Like, because you're based off of charisma, so, you know, you would be bringing people to your cause, and you'd be like a cult leader.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
drink the Kool-Aid.
Going and blowing up buildings to destabilize the government.
Now, would you do anything to your campaign? Would you, like...
Well, see, that's the thing about the way D&D works. If you have one player decide that they want to leave the party and become a villain, it doesn't really work in the functionality of D&D. Because now I have to say, as the DM, I have to say, okay, Lane, you want to be evil, now we have to separate the party. You have to go and do your own thing, and every time you want to do something, I have to go and do that separately. Because you have to keep the two people, the two
parties separate.
So it really destabilizes...
Have you ever been in a campaign where that happened?
No.
Where someone was like, I want to piss off.
No, I've never had someone, like, go straight up rogue. But I did run a campaign where I had Dan pilot the villain.
Oh, okay.
Rather than having the villain...
Be your little puppet. Being
my puppet, I gave the puppet to Dan. I was like, Dan, here's the information pertinent to the story. What do you want to do?
Oh, clever. That's a cool way of doing it.
And I think he also did the same thing with me, where he was like, oh, this is the character that you are, what do you want to do? And I was like, oh, I want to do this and this and this. And like,
that's really cool, actually. I would love to be a villain in a campaign.
It's kind of tricky, though. Kevin at one point wanted to do a campaign that was four different players all playing like a level 15 evil overlord with like and then have us all being like at each other's throats
trying to kill each other.
Yeah. I'm really sad that didn't come to fruition, because I had like this like super crazy...
How would that work though? Like, you would have like...
It would basically be what, like each...
Like
each...
you, like the four people would sit in a room.
No.
And then one at a time, Kevin would call them out and do something with
them.
And then they would go back to like hanging out in the room and then wait for the next person to be called out. And you just go through one at a time. Because
it wouldn't be so much... It would be very, like, un-D&D-like, where you're like, oh, I walk 30 feet and then cast a spell.
It's more like... At that point, it almost becomes like a text-based game, where you're just like...
Well, it would be really... It would be, like, base... It would be, like, resource management and...
Right.
And base building. And then, in the event that you wanted to prepare for an attack, or go and attack something, or do something, you would go and do that as a D&D adventure.
Right, and then when you call two people out at the same time, then you're like, oh shit.
Well, because something's happening. Because I'd be like, oh, I want to go build up an army and attack Robin's Fortress of Doom.
And then he'd be like, hey, Robin, get in here for a second. And then Robin'd be like...
Now, Robin was so good at making broken characters, he found a way to make like a character with like 10,000 hit points. It was bullshit.
What?
Yeah.
Crazy bananas.
All right, what about you? Would you become evil?
I would lead a half orc army, not an orc army, because they wouldn't listen to me.
It would
just be a big old clusterfuck of half orcs.
Of half orcs.
And we would probably do a lot of rape and pillaging. And you know,
hey, you don't get to decide that. Dungeon Master gets to decide that.
I would go on campaigns to rape and pillage.
Pillage.
And let the DM decide how I do.
Catastrophic failure.
Would I screw with the campaign? I would probably screw with the campaign, the other heroes. Right. I wouldn't like stop them, but I would definitely be like, I'm gonna give the enemy a bunch of orcs.
Surprise!
Here's a bunch of orcs.
Yeah, don't go rogue.
Be fun.
Because what a lot of what a lot of players will do, or DMs will do, is they'll say, if your character has decided to go against the party, you don't get to pilot your character anymore. Because he's now operating
an NPC.
Yeah, exactly.
So essentially when that happens, you lose control of it.
Yeah.
And then eventually when it goes back part of the party, you'll
give or, the player back. Like, that would be an interesting way of doing, like, oh, I'm really bored with this character. And then...
Oh, I see.
So if a player came to me...
Forced to go rogue and start a new character.
Yeah, exactly. Where, like, or if, like, you were just, like, not liking the way that your character was, and, like, and you're like, do you know what, can I just, like, go rogue and join up with the bad guy and make a new character? And then it'd be like, okay, yeah, let's blah, 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 blah.
But you would start them off at, like, level one and...
Well, no, like, if you, like, let's say you're, like, Hal... If you were, like, just... You didn't like how Hal was doing, or you didn't like the fact that you and Christian were both paladins, and you...
Right.
Or you had this really cool idea for, like, an orc barbarian. Like, not even a half-orc barbarian, but an orc barbarian.
Full orc barbarian.
And you're like, oh, I really want to do this, but I don't want to just, like... I want to do something cool. So I'm like, okay, I want my character to double-cross everyone. So I'd have your character double-cross someone... And then have them run off and then introduce your character elsewise.
Be like, hey guys, I'm the full orc. I saw the half orc running away.
Probably, like, I'd have him, like, jump in the turning point of you. And then I would take control of your character. And then you would take control of your new character.
Now, my question was, would that new character come in as a level one?
No, God, no.
You would bring it at the same level.
Yeah, because, imagine if you had to play a level 1 character while everyone's playing a level 5 character.
It would fucking suck. Yeah. But you'd level up faster, in theory.
Yeah.
You would have to make it more equal.
Another thing. Actually, I read this cool thing where someone was playing... it's called Curse of Strahd, where, like, you are in this, like, haunted vampire county.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking, the dungeon master was talking to a player, and he was like, oh, I want you to run this character and make him the most likable guy ever, I want you to make everyone love you. And he's like, okay, I'll do that, because he was normally an edgy kind of badass guy, not really a nice dude.
Right.
So he's playing this really nice character, and at the end of the, because the Curse of Strahd is very horror-based, so it's quite difficult as well, and there's this part where, like, you go to this little house and they open up, and there's, like, a coffin, and they open up the coffin, and it's that character that he's been playing, and then his character that he's been playing turns into this, like, bad and then it's like he just, like, says this spooky line and then disappears.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so there's, like, that's the kind of stuff.
That's D&D to the next level.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't want to have half the party split, because then that's game over.
You kind of lost.
Rocks fall, everyone dies territory.
Yeah. Rocks fall, everyone dies. Roll a d20. On a 20, you live.
No, man. You don't give them that one enchant. Rocks fall, everyone... That's like a D&D term, where it's like, that's it. Everyone, yeah, like...
GG.
Rocks fall,
everybody
everyone
go home.
Dies.
I'm done playing with you. All right. Time for our last question for the evening.
Question.
Here we go. One word story.
Oh, one word story. Ending with a one word story.
Our theme is a sad midget that loves skiing.
A sad midget that loves skiing.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you need a warm up?
Let's do a warm up.
About anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Today,
I
went
to
the
store
and
scratched
all
my
lottery
tickets
and
won
some
more
lottery
tickets.
It
was
a
really
sad
day.
So
I
went
to
the
liquor
store
and
bought
a
gallon
of
vodka
and
drank
it
all
my
vodka.
I guess myself.
Self. Myself is one word.
Myself is one word. All right, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Do you want to start?
So, once again.
A sad midget who loves to ski.
Yes, a sad midget that loves to ski.
All right.
There
once
was
a
small
midget
that
loved
to
Ski.
He
was
a
very
small
midget.
So
small
that
he
was
incapable
of
sitting
on
the
ski
lift.
Oh.
Well, I said lift.
Yeah, good job. One
day
he
tried
to
climb
the
ski
hill
by
himself. He
was
very
tired
and
very
small.
Suddenly,
there
was
a
large
avalanche
triggered
by
his
very
tiny
voice.
Ironically,
when
the
avalanche
hit
him,
all
his
bones
broke.
Immediately.
Is it part of the same sentence?
Broke immediately.
Okay. He
died.
A
horrible.
Sad.
Painful.
Sad.
Terrible.
Sad.
Really
bad
death.
So sad.
You said two words. You're fired.
All right. One more.
Same theme.
Same theme, and then we'll do another theme after.
Right,
we'll do this
right,
one,
right.
And then we'll do another theme.
Okay. Fine.
You can pick a theme after.
Oh, I've got a.
You can start this time.
Today,
I
met
a
very
small
person.
His
name
was
Schmelden. Yes. Your word, bro.
Schmelden
was
going
to
go
to
the
ski
hill
and
do
a
race.
Although
he
was
very
short
and
tiny
and
short
and
small
and
had
a
shattered
femur.
He
decided
that
his
femur
wasn't
that
important.
Schmelden
removed
his
femur
with
forceps.
So
he
didn't
go
slowly.
What?
I don't know.
I don't know what the sentence is about.
I feel like we're
lost.
Morty, bail us out, Morty.
Morty, we need another word, Morty.
Okay.
Schmelden
began
to
climb
the
ski
hill.
But
he
was
lacking
enough
femur
to
climb
the
ski
hill.
So
he
decided
to
use
someone
else's
femur
in place
instead
of
his
own
femur.
Gross. Who's that?
The
femur
of
the
other
skier
was
perfect
for
his
leg.
He
then
climbed
the
rest
of
the
mountain
and
won
his
race
with
two
femurs.
Nice. That's what I was going for. This is like the worst. This is like the best worst thing ever.
All right, all right. You gotta come up with one more theme.
Your Dungeons and Dragons character goes rogue.
Hal Fork?
Hal Fork goes
Hal
rogue.
Fork
Hal
goes
Fork
rogue.
Goes rogue. So that's the theme.
That's the theme. Okay, you start.
Hal
decided
that
he
was
going
to
go
and
pee.
Suddenly,
he
had
an
enormous
erection.
Making
his
pee
stop.
Suddenly,
he
had
an
epiphany.
He
hated
everyone.
So,
he
decided
to
kill
all
of
his
friends.
He
brandished
their...
Do you know what brandished means?
To wear?
No, it means to, like...
Oh. Pull out his sword.
Yeah.
He brandished his...
swords.
And...
began...
to...
attack...
their...
giblets.
Their...
hands...
fell...
limp...
from...
their...
arms.
All...
his...
friends...
died
from
his
sword. Swords.
He
collected
their
hands
and
ate them. Or ate
them.
Declaring. Declaring he.
Declaring he.
Said.
I'm
gonna
go
eat
these
hands
and
take
their
weapons
because
I
am
needing
weapons,
comma. I
love
having
so many weapons and
eating
hands.
Jesus.
Hal
started
to
run
into
town
and
throw
a
tantrum
at
the
closest
guard
who
was
angry
because
Hal
got Hal got
really
loud
and
the
guard
was
pissed
because
Hal
ruined
his
day
and
his
dessert. He was eating dessert. Hal
I don't think that was specified.
I was
all
the
guards
came
to
kill
Hal.
So
Hal
began
to
throw
a
bigger
tantrum.
It
caused
a
massive
commotion,
creating
a
even
larger
commotion,
which in which
all
the
half orcs
thought
was
stupid. So, oh wait, no, it's you.
The
guards
kept
stabbing
Hal
in
the
brains. Hal
then
died with
several
femurs.
All right, can we stop? This is gonna be a liquid nightmare to fucking edit. It's perfect timing.
One word. word stories.
One word story.
So much fun when they work.
I don't think our ones work today.
The femur ones was okay.
Okay.
You won the race with two femurs.
Oh, Lord. Okay. That's been People Say Words.
Email us at peoplesaywords@gmail.com.
Send us your messages on the face.
Donate to our soon existing Patreon.
We should make that soon.
We should probably make that. Yeah, we want money to keep going.
Even if it was a 25 cents a month.
You know what, 25 cents a month? We might probably not keep going.
If everyone who listened.
If everyone who listened donated a quarter
per episode.
Per episode. We would. So they donate a dollar a month, because we do 4 episodes a month.
Yeah.
So if everyone who listened donated a dollar a month...
We would probably not have to worry about it ever again.
We could do this podcast forever.
And we can stop plugging shit.
Yeah, we can stop plugging shit. We just start plugging you. We can plug you! We can plug your shit!
But only if you're cool with that. You need to consent to be plugged.
Yeah, you
gotta
give us consent to be plugged. Plugging comes on your behalf, not our behalf.
Yeah.
But we'll plug you. We'll plug the shit out of you!
That sounds very sexual. is that it?
I think that's it.
Did we say what the date was?
It's March 9th. 8th? 9th. 8th. March 8th.
Too late.
It's March 8th.
The episode is already out. Alright, bye everybody.
Have a good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Send us your updutes.
Updutes, downdutes, all the dudes, messages, likes.
Dudes.
Blue dudes.
Good calcium and bones.
Have a good night.